Is this true?
Harry glanced at Julia, eyebrows raised, and she nodded.
That creature is an enemy of the Eminentials, she said. She is malicious, violent, and untrustworthy, and will very likely activate the generator anyway in order to erase all traces of her presence. We were sent by the Wellspring as a countervailing force, but we need to gain access to the intruder's devices. Can you help us find the right level?
Again, the three subservicer AIs conferred for a few seconds, after which the hourglass addressed Julia and Harry.
Context of optimism and combative anticipation, it said. You will already have been sensed by mid-level flow monitors. Therefore, transit to the culminant levels will result in detention by the Supreme Services Utilitors. However, there is another route. Secondary backups, inactive paramonitors of the external, which still have process space assigned. It is a cluster of dormant monitoring systems modelled in data form, said the Seahorse. Their functions are similar to those of the Supreme Service's hardware interarrays and are capable of infiltrating the intruder's data wall and providing you with the required access.
Julia glanced at Harry, who shrugged, then grinned and nodded.
Very well, she said. We accept your offer of assistance.
Transfer now taking place, said the I-wheel. Expect minimal disruption.
The square platform quivered, and their surroundings flickered, and went through a succession of strange, non-human perspective backgrounds that flew in and out around them, looking hazy and smeared as they did so. It was similar to those earlier speedy journeys, except that it was the surroundings which were in motion rather than themselves. Abruptly, the tumult ceased. They were now all grouped near the end of a long, dark corridor of immense proportions. Small, glowing points lit the floor all along the wall to the far end, which was pretty far away. The other wall boasted a line of huge semicircular recesses full of shadows. The one Julia and Harry stood before was faintly illuminated by the meagre radiance of a console at the rear. The three subservicer AIs made straight for the console, and a moment later, a massive construction of light began to build itself before their eyes. Julia knew she was seeing the virtual representation of a complex simulation program coming online. But clearly the representation itself had been designed according to a unified aesthetic. In its rainbow translucency, the device of light was beautiful. Block sections spun into place, extruding meshes or laminae or rods. Cylinders telescoped, opened, unfolded, or turned into spirals of cross-sections. Helical data flows unwound and branched through the dataform device, whose self-assembly rose in a broad curve towards the corridor's high ceiling. From there, complex cross-connected conduits extended across to join with a pattern of dark slots and sockets in the opposite wall.
Current context has a high risk factor, said the Hourglass AI. We are establishing our shadow system and planning to trace a threefold infiltration through their data wall. Soon, we will begin charting the components of their system. It's highly secure, said the Seahorse. All lines are encrypted, although scarcely to the most expert level. We could seize control of any or all segments of their operation, but alerts would be triggered. This would lead to the generator's activation, we have no doubt.